There's no way for me not to be a Cleveland Brown. Those experiences are indebted within my soul. The testing that took place when you had to perform under duress, when you had to play when you were hurt, when you had to accept losing, all of that became a part of who I was and who I am. I still feel the Cleveland Browns is my team, and no one can ever take that away from me or change the dynamics of it, because we are the 64 world champions. Those were my teammates, and we had to work together to win that championship. I've always put football in its proper perspective, enjoyed it. It's been a really good part of my life, but it definitely has to take a secondary role when it comes to living and the impact that I would like to have on society and the things that I would emphasize to anyone and also to my children. I have a youngster 9 years old and one 10 and a beautiful wife. And fortunately, I'm old enough and experienced enough to know how to appreciate them, know how to emphasize the value of education to my kids and the value of how we treat human beings as a Brown family.
We have two children, and they're the loves of our lives. It's really great seeing our qualities merge together.
Morgan is total determination, love knowledge, love to be correct, great athlete, fantastic determination and dedication. My son is very quick, very fast, loves knowledge, loves competition. He's also very laid back, and he's a thinker. When I bought our home, I walked through the front door, looked through the living room, looked over the pool, looked at the view, and told my agent, I will take this one. He said, don't you want to see the rest of the house? I said, no, this is okay with me.
We really worked together and put our stamp on it. It's beautiful. It's comfortable. People come here and don't want to leave. They come here and have peace. And we have one of the most incredible views in all of LA. There's a lot of history here. You could name a lot of great figures, from Michael Jackson to Muhammad Ali to Diana Ross. There's not many people you can't name that haven't sat in this house, and it's very special.
I would want the Browns, of course, to deserve a Super Bowl championship ring. When I say deserve it, I don't want them to get it because they're not playing hard. I want them to play hard and be determined and win it and excite the city and support the city, because the city's backed the Browns, you know, through these hard times. And if each and every player does what he is supposed to do, work as hard as he is supposed to work, then that combination will bring about a championship. That's within the power of any team. And that's what I'm doing right now, looking forward to the Cleveland Browns being on top of the football world by becoming a Super Bowl champion.